for a cup of coffee to a well-balanced meal. Service is prompt and courteous, and the food is good at Gail Larson's Frost Top. Stop at the Frost Top out on East St. George Boulevard.
Just about ready to get underway with the second half of action. And Bob, for a ball game that seems to be kind of lackadaisical, we've had 26 turnovers between the two ball clubs. That isn't lackadaisical. Something's happening out there. We've had plenty of rebounding, and one team shooting 49%, that's Dixie. And Colorado Northwestern is shooting 70%. It's surprising.
That certainly is surprising. I didn't think they were doing that well. I don't know who the statistician is, but until we know or know anything different, we'll have to trust him, won't we?
I guess we will. They've been fairly accurate all year. Dixie and Colorado Northwestern, second half of action, about ready to get underway. Let's pick up the starters as we go. Harrell, Hines, Porter, Garvey, and Callum for CMCC. Daryl Stewart, Jim Raines, Chuck Winder, Terry Fenlon, and Kevin Barnes for Dixie. Jump shot as the tap is controlled by Dixie by Kevin Barnes. Barnes from 18 feet out hits his second basket of the night, giving 4 points. Kevin Barnes starts off the scoring. The second half of action for Dixie, 40-34, 6-point lead by Dixie. Bounce pass in deep intended for Harrell. He has to go out and pick it up. To Callum, out on top. Callum at the point. On the right side to Hines. Hines starts to drive along the baseline. Hines dishes it in deep off the feet of Terry Fenlon, but touched right at the last by CMCC.
Dixie's man-to-man now. Dixie's playing man-to-man instead of his own.
They've gone into that man-to-man. They've been doing that. They've been flip-flopping, sometimes man-to-man, sometimes zone. Terry Fenlon, bounce pass right through his legs by Barnes. Barnes stood, looked at him nose-to-nose, bounce passed it right at his feet. Fenlon went down to pick it up and it went right through his legs, out of bounds. Ken Callum, quickly in the forecourt. Pass knocked out of bounds by Jim Raines. Out of bounds off the hands of Raines. Out of bounds to CMCC. Pass was intended for Garvey. Raines got in there, 40-34. Pass comes into William Hines in the corner. Hines loses the ball, goes back, picks it up. Gets it to Robert Porter. Cross-court pass stolen by Chuck Winder. Winder quickly up court by Dixie. Lead pass to Daryl Stewart out in front of everybody. Lays it up and in. Stewart was actually too far under the basket, but put it back up and in with the left hand as he went flying by the basket for 2 points. Count it, 42-34, 8-point lead, Dixie. Ken Callum at the angle, looks in deep, can't find anybody. Gets it to Harrell. Harrell working against Winder, comes out at the point. Gets it to Callum. Callum hollers out, top of his lungs, set it up. Let's set it up, guys. Ron Harrell. Harrell gets it to Porter, back to Harrell at the angle. Looks in deep, starts to drive against Winder, can't get anywhere. Gets it to Callum at the point. Callum looks in deep, can't find anybody. Nobody moving for CMCC. Now they get it to Harrell. One-on-one against Winder. Puts it up, no good. Tap, rebound off the hands of Porter and Fenlon, who touched it last. They said Porter out of bounds to Dixie. 42-34. 18-24 left in the ball game. And Dixie has expanded the lead out to an 8-point lead. Lob pass into forecourt to Daryl Stewart. Stewart in deep to Jim Raines. Turnaround jump shot from 10. Raines hits it. 10 points to Jim Raines. That should be just about enough to get him into double figures on the year. Timeout, Colorado Northwestern. With 18-11 left in the ball game. 44 Dixie, 34 Colorado Northwestern. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire southern Utah area, is pleased to help make the broadcast of these ball games possible. They're interested in your kids and their accomplishments. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, 652 East St. George Boulevard. Look for them in the Yellow Pages. Larkin Plumbing and Heating.
Martin's Texaco, 945 East St. George Boulevard, invites you to save at his self-service pumps where you get Texaco, the finest products. Tires. Service and starter or alternator repairs. Try Mont's Texaco soon.
Back quickly, it was a short timeout and was quickly inbounds by CMCC right to William Hines, and Hines went to the basket. Jim Raines fouled him for his third personal foul, team foul number one on Dixie. The second half of action, Hines to shoot two, hits the first one. First time at the free throw line tonight for William Hines. 6'3 freshman, Hines. Second shot is up, rattles around and falls. 8 points on the night for William Hines. 18 minutes left in the basketball game. 44-36, 8-point lead by Dixie. Kevin Barnes dribbles into forecourt, loses the ball off of his own foot, picked up by Robert Porter. Porter picks it up along the sidelines. And that's a turnover by CNCC to Dixie. Porter almost had the steal. Instead, as he picked up the dribble and went right on the sidelines. Chuck Watt. Obvious call. 17:44 left in the ball game. Turnover by Dixie. After you, Alphonse. Before me, Gaston. Ken Callum starts to drive down the keyhole, gets it back to William Hines. He juggles it in midair as he starts to drive and travels. So let's get it back to Dixie. Three times down the court between the two ball clubs and no shots and three turnovers. Two by CNCC, one by Dixie. Dixie has the basketball back now. Chuck Winder in backcourt. Half court pressure by CNCC, and Chuck Winder carries the basketball. So they're playing it between the 40-yard lines right now, right across that midcourt. And Dixie turns it back over to CNCC. Doug Allred sitting way down at the end of the bench, watching it silently. At the angle, Robert Porter gets it out on top to Harrell, to Callum, in deep to Porter. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of Raines, picked up by Callum. He goes right back to the basket. No good. Rebound, Terry Fenland. Lead pass into forecourt to Kevin Barnes. He has to chase it down in a hurry. In the corner, Barnes comes out with a cross-court pass to Winder. Winder from 15, jump shot, 2 points. Chuck Winder with his second basket of the night. Give him 8 points and give Dixie 46 with a 10-point lead over CNCC, 46-36. Harrell working against Winder. Bounce pass in deep to Garvey. Garvey working along the baseline against Raines, takes the jump shot over him. Rebound brought down flat-footed by Terry Fenland. Surprise, look what I have in my hands. Chuck Winder at the point. Bounce pass on the right side to Stewart. Stewart along the baseline to Raines. Knocked out of bounds by Harrell. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. 16-41. Left in the ball game, 46-36. Dixie inbounds comes to Terry Fenland, and the crowd is silent. I hear an echo from the angle. Darryl Stewart puts it up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Raines, picked up by Porter. Porter trips over a Dixie ball player and loses it out of bounds to Dixie. Terry Fenland neatly picks it up in front of the cheerleaders and hands it to the official. I believe this is ours. Out of bounds to Dixie. They're on half of the court. Chuck Winder at the angle. Cross-court pass to Darryl Stewart. Back to Winder at the point. At the left side to Fenland. Along the baseline to Barnes with a jump shot. Short off the front of the rim. Tap up once, no good. Rebound brought down on the run by Ken Callum. 3-on-2 fast break. Callum to the left to Porter. Porter slows it down. Can't find the advantage. Back to Callum. Callum with a 15-footer and drills it. High in the air and down deep through that basket. Callum with his first basket here in the second half of action, giving 9 points. Down the keyhole goes Jim Raines with a layup. Driving layup by Jimmy Raines. Give him 12 points. 48-38, Dixie maintaining that 10-point lead. Lob pass in deep to Hines. Starts to drive against Stewart. Blocked away by Stewart. Turnaround jump shot by Hines. No good. Rebound, Jim Raines. He grabbed onto that one. Outlet pass to Kevin Barnes. Barnes lead pass to Winder. Winder from the angle with a 10-footer over the basket. Rebound brought down by Stewart. As he goes back up, he's fouled from behind by Robert Porter. Robert Porter with his first personal foul of the night. I believe it'll be ruled a shooting violation. Darryl Stewart to shoot two was 5 for 5 last night. Last time we saw Dixie down here on their home floor, Stewart shot 11 for 12. First shot is up and good by Stewart. First time at the free throw line tonight, give him 13 points. 5 baskets the first half, a basket and a free throw this half, 49-38. Dixie with the 11-point lead. Stewart puts that one in too. 14 points for Stewart, 50-38, 12-point lead Dixie. Harrell across the 10-second line to Callum at the angle. Callum looks in deep, the only sophomore on this ball club. Callum puts it up. Rebound brought down by Darryl Stewart. Outlet pass to Chuck Winder, quickly into forecourt. 3-on-2, the advantage disappears as CNCC gets back on defense. Winder starts to drive, walks with the basketball. Turnover by Dixie. Winder started down that keyhole, waved that basketball around in the air and took one step too many. 50-38, 12-point lead with 15:21 left in the ball game. Callum on the right side to Hines. Hines from 15 puts it up and in. 2 points. Hines from the ankle. Give him 10 points. William Hines, a 6'3 freshman. Lead pass into forecourt to Fenlon, to Barnes at the high post to Raines. Raines in along the baseline to Stewart, all alone for the layup. Good lead pass by Raines, and Stewart got around his defensive man for the easy layup. Coach Paul Conrad of CNCC up hollering at his ball players. Porter on the slow dribble across the 10-second line with a palm pass on the right side to Callum. Callum at the angle to the point to Harrell. Harrell tries to get the pass to Caldwell, who's into the lineup for CNCC. He loses it off his back but picks it up again. Gets it back to Harrell, and Harrell drags a pivot foot. Turnover by CNCC. Paul Conrad starting to work off a little bit of his hostilities. He's slapping the hands, stomping the feet, and hollering at his ball players from the sidelines. Chuck Winder across the 10-second line. It's been a long, frustrating season for Conrad. Lead pass by Fenlon in deep to Raines. Raines lays it in, and he's fouled by Caldwell. Raines with his third basket this half. Caldwell picks up personal foul number one. Coming into the lineup for the first time as the second sophomore. I incorrectly said Callum was the only sophomore. Callum was the only starting sophomore for CNCC. Everybody else is a freshman. Dave Hargadine is into the lineup. Completing the three-point play is Jim Raines as he hits the free throw. 55-40. Suddenly Dixie's exploded to a 15-point margin. Fenlon putting one-man full-court pressure on Robert Porter with the basketball. Lead pass into forecourt to Callum. Callum along the baseline to Hines. Fakes Darryl Stewart up in the air and comes right back down on Hines' back. Personal foul number two on Darryl Stewart, and it looks like Dixie is chasing them on defense, doing a good hustling job on defense. Here the second half of action. Timeout Dixie with 14:19 left in the ball game. It's 55 for Dixie and CNCC 40.
Bowling is a family fun sport, and it's a good way to make friends with other families. Remember, people who like people like bowling. Do it at Dixie Bowl and Recreation Center, 146 West City Center. That's right next door to Reber Investment Corporation, who has been serving the St. George area since 1939 as their independent insurance agent for fire, auto, casualty, bonds, and life insurance. For any insurance need, call Reber Investment Corporation, 148 East City Center. Look for them in the Yellow Pages.
Gail Larson's Frost Top, 858 East St. George Boulevard, is the place to take the whole family out to dine. Choose from the Frost Top's menu, which includes a tremendous variety and is sure to have something to please each one of your family. Go as you are, eat in the car, and eat what you want. It's easier than having mom fix at home trying to please everyone. So stop at Gail Larson's Frost Top tonight.
Back here at Dixie College, and Bob, I think you said something about their shooting percentage this half.
They must be shooting about 20% after shooting 70% in the first half. They've only made one basket.
Colorado Northwestern struggling from the field now. Shot up no good by Hargadine. Rebound brought down by Fenlon. Lead pass to Chuck Winder. He has problems with the dribble. There goes the fast break. Pass along the baseline to Barnes. He drives, puts it up short. Tap up no good by Raines. Rebound tapped out by Robert Porter. Porter out in front of everybody for the layup. Chase from behind by Stewart. Stewart couldn't get him. Stewart comes up hollering at the official. He's getting close to a technical after that one. Stewart got him across the back of the head, but gently. But it was enough to distract Porter from the layup. Personal foul number three on Darryl Stewart. And at the free throw line will be Robert Porter. Porter has an interesting habit when he goes to the free throw line. He gets the ball from the official. First shot up, no good by Porter. Tucks it under his right elbow like he's carrying a sack of bologna. Right under his right elbow with his hand dangling down, then takes it to the front after he gets settled and shoots it in. Usually, two out of three tonight as he hits the second of the two-shot foul. 55-41, 14-point lead by Dixie. Pressure now by CNCC. Fenlon with a submarine softball pass to Raines off his hands but picked up by Darryl Stewart. To Kevin Barnes out on top to Chuck Winder at the angle. Winder clears it out on top to Terry Fenlon. Fenlon jump pass to Winder. Winder head fake, starts to drive, drags the pivot foot. Traveling violation. Turnover by Dixie. 13:43 left in the ball game. And CNCC with the basketball, and they have to get some points, and they have to get them in a hurry, as Dixie's threatening to blow CNCC right off the court. Down the keyhole comes Callum, and he banks it up and in from five. Second basket this half by Callum. That's only the third basket by Colorado Northwestern this half. Pass into forecourt to Jim Raines. He takes it away from two Rangeley ball players. Drives to the basket, lays it over the basket. Rebound brought down by CNCC. Three on two fast break. Porter to Hines. He pulls up short, shoots, but he'll drag that pivot foot. He faked three times with the head. The first two times were okay, but the third time he put so much effort in it, he moved the pivot foot. Turnover. And another scoring opportunity blown by CNCC. Pass into forecourt to Jim Raines by Dixie. Terry Fenlon along the baseline with a two-handed shovel layup. Short. Rebound by Daryl Stewart. Puts it up and in. Backing under him is Dave Harkadine. Chance for the three-point play. Harkadine with his first personal foul. Gives Stewart 18 points tonight. Daryl Stewart having some excellent scoring the last few ball games. He has gone 3-6, six straight games. Tonight is the seventh straight game, scoring in double figures. High game of the year is 25. He has 18 right now. Daryl Stewart, shot up and in. Give it to him and complete the three-point play. Give him 19 points, 58-43. Daryl Stewart with a three-point play to give Dixie that 15-point lead once again. Widest of the margin, widest margin of the night for Dixie. Ken Callum from the angle puts it up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Kevin Barnes. Barnes along the baseline clears it out on the dribble. Quickly into forecourt. Down the keyhole. Bounce pass to Stewart. All alone for the layup. Beautiful assist from Kevin Barnes. Basket by Daryl Stewart. Give him 21. Timeout. Colorado Northwestern with 12:35 left in the ball game. Dixie 60. Colorado Northwestern 43. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire southern Utah area, is pleased to help make the broadcast of these ball games possible. They're interested in your kids and their accomplishments. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, 652 East St. George Boulevard. Look for them in the Yellow Pages. Larkin Plumbing and Heating.
Mons Texaco, 945 East St. George Boulevard is your full-service Texaco station, where you are invited to take your car in to be serviced with pride. For tune-ups, electrical system checkup and repairs, muffler and brake system maintenance and repair, or for antifreeze and a cooling system renovation, it's Mont's Texaco. Mont Burton has the know-how. They are a safety inspection station too, so you can have all your automotive needs taken care of at Mont's Texaco.
Back here at Dixie College, Dixie Rebels trying to make it two straight over Colorado Northwestern this year. Inbounds to Colorado Northwestern. It was their timeout. They have the basketball. Inbounds comes to Robert Porter with 12:34 left in the ballgame. Porter working one-on-one against Terry Fenlon. Man-to-man by Dixie's Rebels. Porter to Callum out of the point. Callum looks left, gets it to Hines. Hines from 15 puts it up. No good. Rebound tapped off the fingers of Fenlon. Picked up by Hines in deep. Muscles blocked by Daryl Stewart. Picked up on the run by Chuck Winder. Winder's out in front of everybody with the right hand for two. Beautiful layup by Chuck Winder. Timeout call by the official as Robert Porter went down in a heap. I think he twisted his ankle. I don't know how badly he's twisted his ankle. Porter limping off the floor slightly now, slight limp. Coming into the lineup comes number 50, Steve Huska, replacing Porter. 62-43. Dixie with a 19-point lead. At the angle, Hargadine. Hargadine into the corner to Huska. Huska in deep to Hines. Hines double teamed, fakes, turns around on Stewart, puts the shot up, blocked by Raines, but into the hands of Callum, who puts it up, and he's fouled by Jim Raines. So Raines blocks one and fouls the other. Fourth personal foul by Jim Raines. Callum's basket will count. Give him three this half. And at the free throw line is William Hines. Correction, they say that basket went to Hines. We have a mix-up on the play right now. It's now ruled out of bounds to Colorado Northwestern, and the officials are a little confused. The basket goes to Callum, and evidently Raines has ruled to have fouled Hines after the basket. Shot up and good by Harrell. That ends up as a four-point play. Ronald Harrell is spelled Harrell. The loudspeaker announcer has been calling him Harrell, and it could go either way, so we've been calling him Harrell. Except for the slip right there. Craig Smith back into the lineup is 6'9". Out goes Jim Raines, and he's a little tired. 62-47. Raines has four personal fouls, and that's another reason for going out. Chuck Winder starts to drive. At the point, he's fouled from behind. The foul goes to Hargadine. Hargadine with personal foul number two. 62-47. Dixie with the lead. And it's common foul out of bounds to Dixie at side court. 11:35. Left in his basketball game, Terry Fenlon inbounds it to Winder, to Daryl Stewart at the angle. Stewart double team, trying to get it in deep to the big man, Craig Smith. Instead gets it to the little man, Kevin Barnes at 5'10". Barnes clears it out on top to Chuck Winder. Back to Barnes. Barnes, as he starts to move, there's a personal foul away from the action. William Hines pushing off against Craig Smith. That's number three on Hines. We have that as a common foul on CNCC and not in the bonus yet. Out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Long inbounds pass from Stewart, tapped by Barnes to Winder. Back to Stewart in the corner. Stewart to Fenlon, giving go to Stewart, and Stewart lays it in with the left hand. Beautiful assist by Fenlon as he got the ball and immediately gave it right back to Stewart for the layup. Give and go from Stewart to Fenlon. Harrell with the basketball, almost loses it, gets it back to Callum. Callum from 18, high arching jump shot around, no good. Rebound Harrell. Personal foul from the front by Craig Smith. In front of Harrell was Smith, and behind was Chuck Winder. It was a debate of who would get the foul, and it goes to Smith. That's his second. 64-47. Dixie with a 17-point lead. Daryl Stewart so far tonight has 23 points. Inbounds comes to William Hines. Hines along the baseline, gets away from his man, puts up the 5-foot jump shot, soft touch but not enough. Rebound Daryl Stewart, and he's cleaning the boards. Lead pass to Terry Fenlon. 4-on-2 fast break to Chuck Winder. The advantage is away as CNCC gets back, but Craig Smith is in that keyhole too long, so it's a turnover by Dixie. Chuck Winder just starting to make the head fake in the move to get away from his man, and Craig Smith is set up camp in that keyhole. 64-47. Colorado Northwestern trying to get back in this ball game. They have 10 minutes and 40 seconds to do so. Shot up and good by Harrell. Harrell with 7 baskets tonight, 14 points total. There's enough time for the Rangeley crew. Kevin Barnes across the 10-second line, down the keyhole, bounce pass to Fenlon, loses it off his hands, kicked out of bounds by Colorado Northwestern. People pointing at each other. Harrell points at Fenlon, Fenlon points at Harrell. They point right at each other's feet, and the official says, "It was yours, Harrell's." Out of bounds to Dixie. Fenlon inbounds to Kevin Barnes. Barnes at the point, looks right, starts to dribble right to Daryl Stewart. Stewart, 18 feet out, has a notion, doesn't take the shot, back to Barnes. Barnes to Winder in the corner. Winder drives to baseline, puts it up from 5, but steps on the end line. Out of bounds to Colorado Northwestern. Winder put the basket in, but it will not count. He put the tootsie on the end line. Out of bounds to CNCC. 64-49. Ken Callum at the point. Starts to drive, backing in against Kevin Barnes. Dishes it off to Hargadine. Hargadine can't get away from his defensive man. Into the side post man, Huska. Or Huska, I should say. He gets it back to Hargadine, and Hargadine hits it from the corner. First basket for Hargadine. Pass in deep to Stewart. Stewart from the baseline, 10-footer, crawls across the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Harrell. 13-point lead as CNCC starting to get hot and get that lead back. Long shot by Hines is short. Rebound brought down by Stewart. 3-on-2 fast break. Stewart down the middle to the right to Kevin Barnes. Bank shot, Barnes, 2 points. Barnes ends a string of points by CNCC with a bank shot for 2 points, 66-51. Back to a 15-point lead. Blocking offensive foul will go to whom? Will it be Harrell? To 40, and not Harrell. To 40, William Hines. Hines with the offensive foul. That's number 4 on Hines. Coming back in is Tom Garvey, who has 3 personal fouls. Hines sits down with 4. Coming back into the lineup for Dixie is Jim Raines, and going to sit down to rest that leg is Craig Smith. With a chunk of bone floating around in his ankle. Chuck Winder lets everybody go by and then puts up the 18-footer. Short rebound, Jim Raines over the basket. Rebounds Huska. Huska for CNCC gets it out to Harrell. Harrell into forecourt to Hargadine, almost travels. Loses the basketball instead. Picked up by Jim Raines, knocked away, picked up by Callum. Callum driving against Stewart, gets it back to Garvey. Callum into the corner to Harrell. Passing deep to Garvey, turnaround jump shot, and the 6-foot, 5-inch ball player hits it. Garvey hit 2 quick baskets in the first half, and this is his first basket since early in that first half. 6 points for Garvey. Pass to the high post to Raines, to Fenlon. Fenlon from 15 puts it up over the basket. Rebounds, tap. Controlled finally by CNCC. Ken Callum. Callum has the ball dribbled away by Barnes, but personal foul by Barnes. Or is it by Stewart? We'll have to wait and see. Big correction. It looked like it was either be Barnes or Stewart. Barnes came up applauding, and it ended up as an offensive foul on Callum. And I don't know about that one, Bob. They claimed that Callum was pushing up.
That's right. He swung around with his arm and pushed his the defender out of the way, and they called it on him. They got him.
Kevin Barnes in backcourt with a bounce pass into forecourt to Finland, to the high post to Jim Raines. Raines down the keyhole, pulls up short with a 10-footer. Short, rebound brought down by Hargadine. Fast break, CNCC, but Dixie back on defense. Harrell with the early offense shot. Short, rebound brought down off the hands of Finland. Picked off the hands of Harrell. Finland's hands, then Harrell's hands, out of bounds to Dixie. And Dixie has it on offense. Chuck Winder veers right with the dribble. Quickly has the ball knocked away by Hargadine. Personal foul, Dave Hargadine. Hargadine picks up personal foul number 3. Chuck Winder, the man fouled. It'll be out of bounds to Dixie. At side court, or is it 1-1? We had it for 6, and it's the 7th team foul, so it's out of bounds. So it's 1-1 situation, I should say, for Dixie. And Chuck Winder will be shooting 1-1. The public address announcer announced it was Huska, and the official says, hey, it's Hargadine.
I believe you're right.
That's a gotcha. Chalk it up for us. Yay, us. 8-10 left in the ballgame, 66-53. Winder to shoot 1-1, has the first one, trying to get the second one. Give him 4-for-7 from the free throw, or 5-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. 11 points on the evening. Winder with the second shot up and in. 68-53, 15-point lead by the Dixie Rebels. 8:06 left in the ballgame. Ken Callum at the angle. Fakes Barnes by him, doesn't take the shot, instead dishes it off to Garvey. Garvey trying to get away from Darryl Stewart, can't. Gets it out in front to Robert Harrell. Harrell. Harrell in deep to Callum, turnaround jump shot, good, 2 points. Ken Callum with his fourth basket, 15 points tonight. Kevin Barnes on the left side to Chuck Winder. Winder back to Barnes. Barnes for Dixie. As Dixie's back down to a 13-point lead, CNCC slowly whittling that lead down that Dixie has. Darryl Stewart starts to drive, bounce pass along the baseline to Winder. Soft touch will not go, but Stewart follows it in. Beautiful pass from Stewart to Winder. The ball hung on the rim, and then Stewart was all alone for the rebound to put it back up and in. Turnaround jump shot by Callum coming the other direction. No good. Rebound tapped. Controlled finally by Hargadine. Personal foul. On whom? Hargadine, Finland, Barnes? Haven't gotten the signal yet. I guess it's going to be on number 12, Kenneth Callum. Coming from behind, Callum picks up personal foul number 4. Didn't even see Callum in that fray. Bob, I don't know where they got Callum's number.
Well, there were three or four boys going after the ball, and evidently he pushed another man out of the way going after it. That's what I figure anyway, but I actually didn't see it.
Personal foul on the fringe of the action. Barnes to shoot 1-1 has the first one. Barnes with 7 points tonight, 71-55 with 7:10 left in the basketball game. Dixie should have a resounding victory tonight. Second shot is up and good by Kevin Barnes, if they can maintain it. 72-55, back out to a 17-point lead. CNCC gets it down to 13 or 11 points, and then they lose it again as Dixie comes right back. Ronald Harrell gets it back to Thomas Garvey, back to Harrell. Harrell in deep to Callum, turnaround jump shot over Winder. And we have a foul by Winder. Winder pushing off. I'm not sure if the basket will be considered good or whether they'll consider that before the shot. They consider it before the shot. The basket is no good. Chuck Winder got him a couple of times. The officials ruled that the first foul was before the shot, before he made the turn to go for the shot. It's out of bounds to Colorado Northwestern under their own basket. Ronald Harrell looks in deep. Pass in along the baseline. Lob pass into Callum, and it's goaltending on Dixie. As get the fifth basket of this half, 17 points on the evening for Ken Callum. High up in the air was Daryl Stewart and Jim Raines, and they interfered with that flight of that ball. Pass in deep to Stewart. He puts it up and under and in for 2 points. Lead pass by Winder, assist to Chuck Winder. Beautiful pass. And Daryl Stewart's having the biggest night of his career, at least this year. Pass shot up no good by Harrell. Rebounded by Huska, but he travels trying to get that rebound back up and in. Turnover by CNCC. 10 points the first half by Daryl Stewart. Give him 7 baskets and three free throws this half. 27 points, and that's his high game this year. His previous high was 25. Carrying the basketball is Jim Raines as he started to drive down that keyhole. Lost control of the dribble, carried the ball. Turnover by Dixie. Here we go with another rash of Alphonse and Gaston play. Ken Callum across the 10-second line with a dribble. Looks left, passes left to Robert Porter for CNCC. At the angle, Ronald Harrell travels with a basketball. Sure enough, I feel like a prophet, Robert, or at least Gene Dixon.
They've just off stride, and they're shuffling those feet, and the officials are catching them every time.
Kevin Barnes, lead pass into forecourt to Winder. Winder to Fenlon to Raines. Hook shot, no good, but tapped up and in by Chuck Winder. Winder with a rebound. Winder and Stewart both there, but Winder got the hand on it. Lead pass by Callum, intended for Huska. Huska broke too late. Callum had a beautiful lead pass, but Huska waited for that pass to be in the air instead of being there. Stewart starts to drive, pulls up short with a 5-footer, and that's short also. Rebound brought down by Hines in the corner by CNCC, and Colorado Northwestern looks tired. Into the corner to Porter. Porter pulls up short with a 10-footer and hits it. 2 points. Sure enough, I say they look tired, and Porter hits a basket. 6 points on the night for Robert Porter, 76-59. Dixie, cross-court pass to Barnes. Barnes breaks the press into forecourt, down the keyhole. Behind the back pass, stolen by CNCC. A little bit too cute that time. Coming back the other way, Ronald Harrell. Harrell, bounce pass into the corner to Porter. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Callum. Back to Hines. Hines fakes around Stewart, lays it up and under over the basket. Rebound brought down and tapped out of bounds by Terry Finley. Up and under and over. That's the way to call it, I guess. Colorado Northwestern wants a timeout with 5:17 left in a ball game. 76-Dixie, Colorado Northwestern 59.
Reber Investment Corporation, 148 West City Center, your independent insurance agents, have been serving St. George with fire, casualty, bond life, auto, and home insurance since 1939. Reber Investment Corporation is right next door to Dixie Bowling Recreation Center, where people who like people go bowling. Bowling is a good, clean, family fun sport, and it's a good way to make new friends. Go in Dixie Bowling Recreation Center and get acquainted. Go bowling!
Gail Larson's Frost Top is the ideal place to take the family to eat, especially if their tastes all run in different veins. No need to settle for the specialty of the house at the Frost Top. There is something for everyone, from a Coke or a cup of coffee to a well-balanced meal. Service is prompt and courteous, and the food is good at Gail Larson's Frost Top. Stop at the Frost Top out on East St. George Boulevard.
Bob, I think you hit it right about the tempo of this ball game.
We only have 5 minutes and 17 seconds to go, but it looks like the first quarter the way these boys are playing. But they're tired. They're having a few turnovers so far this half. We got 13 turnovers for CNCC and 8 turnovers for Dixie.
Make that 28 and 19 total for the ball game, and 13 and 8 the first half, or the second half. CNCC has the inbounds pass knocked back out of bounds by Dixie. This time they get it into William Hines. He puts it up and in. 2 points, William Hines. Hines give him 12 points tonight. 76-61, and CNCC is going to pick up all over the court on Dixie. Lob pass into forecourt to Raines to Stewart. All alone under the basket, but he travels with the basketball. Trying to get the lead pass to Winder. Took one step too many. Bounce pass to Winder, and the one step too many the official saw. And so he called it. Traveling violation. CNCC can cut the margin back down to 13. To Hines. Hines starts to drive. Puts up the jump shot. High arching bank shot over the basket. Rebound. Foul coming up to whom? Barnes or Stewart? Looks like Kevin Barnes. Kevin Barnes with his second personal foul. Should be close to the one-on-one situation for CNCC also. And I'm right. We had lost count of the team fouls here in the second half, and it's one-on-one situation for Colorado Northwestern. Callum puts up the first shot, misses it. Rebound brought down by Daryl Stewart. to Winder. Winder into forecourt. Less than 5 minutes left in this ball game. 4:43. Winder now breaks it across the 10-second line. Triple team. Gets it to Kevin Barnes. Barnes finds Fenlon. Back to Barnes in the corner. Cross court to Raines. Running hook shot. 2 points. Jim Raines gets that pass on the run and just hooks it up and in with a big right paw. Jim Raines having an excellent night. Give him 17 points on the evening, 78-61. And once again, Colorado Northwestern gets the margin down, and then Dixie explodes and puts it back out on top again. Shot up no good by Porter. Long rebound by Kevin Barnes. Barnes quickly into forecourt. 3-on-2 fast break to Winder from the angle. Winder puts it up from 10. Short. Rebound brought down by Porter. Colorado Northwestern fast break the other way. 2-on-1. Harrell to Callum. Callum banks it in. 2 points. Ken Callum. Give him 6 baskets this half and 19 points total. Kevin Barnes into forecourt, splits the pressure to Darryl Stewart. Stewart from the baseline, shot up over the basket, rebound by Fenlon, no good. Off the hands of Raines, picked up by Porter. Colorado Northwestern, fast break, 3-on-2. Porter all the way, lays it up short. Rebound tapped up, no good by Hines. Jump ball between Fenlon and Hines. As Fenlon and Hines wrestling for that basketball, and both squads have come to life here in the final 5 minutes, Bob.
They sure have. It's much more exciting right now than it's been most of the rest of the ball game. The fever pitch is getting to the players. Number 40 is getting a little excited. A couple of movements in there now with some of the players. It's just a different ball game.
They had movement by both Chuck Winder and Ken Callum along the circle as they had to jump between Fenlon and Hines, and so they'll have to jump it again. Double lane violation, an unusual call. Tap controlled to CNCC, to William Hines with a jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Porter, almost loses it out of bounds, but saves it. Lob pass in deep to Huska. Huska too far under the basket, but still muscles it up and in. Came back up and put it in. Huska looked like he was too far under the basket, somehow got an angle on it and banked it up and in. Jim Raines down the keyhole, finds the opening, has the ball knocked away, picked up by Darryl Stewart for Dixie. 13-point lead by Dixie with 3:15 left. Stewart bounce pass along the baseline to Fenlon, reaching in as Steve Huska. Huska with his second personal foul to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 is Darryl Stewart. Stewart 3-for-3 tonight, 8-for-8 on this weekend twosome. 5-for-5 last night against College of Eastern Utah. Darryl Stewart to shoot 2. First shot is up and good. 4-for-4 tonight. With a total of 12 baskets. And 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 5-for-5 with those 12 baskets. 29 points by far and away. The high game of the year for Darryl Stewart. Penetrating is Robert Porter. One official wanted to call traveling. The other one called a personal foul on Terry Fenlon. Fenlon got him with the chest. Personal foul number 2 on Terry Fenlon. Doug Allred arguing with the officials, wondering what took place. Chuck Winder protesting to one official. One official, the outside official, was going to call traveling. The inside official called a personal foul with a chest. And one official looks like it's going to overrule the other, whichever one came first. Paul Conrad is up, very silently staring down the officials. The one official said the traveling violation preceded the personal foul, and that was a tough one, Bob. I really couldn't understand it. It looks like they came simultaneously, and in that case, the personal foul would go to Terry Fenlon. In fact, it looked like the traveling violation was caused by the personal foul. Stewart at the ankle to Chuck Winder. Winder out to Kevin Barnes. 2:58 left. Barnes drives. Lays it up. No good. Tap up by Raines. No good. Tap up by Raines. No good. Rebound brought down by Huska. Outlets it to Ken Callum. Colorado Northwestern coming our way. Cross court to Ronald Harrell. Harrell banks it up and in. Beautiful move, Harrell. Harrell with 16 points all from the field tonight. It's down to a 13-point margin once again by Dixie. Jim Raines into forecourt. Raines lays it up, banks it too hard, almost a traveling violation. Instead, it turns out to be a personal foul on whom? Will it be on Hines or will it be on Callum? It looks like it'll be on Callum. Both of them there, both of them with 4 personal fouls. The fouls is on Jim Raines instead. It looked like it would go either to Hines or to Callum. Instead, they ruled it was a foul after the shot on Jim Raines, and he picks up his 5th personal foul. Raines fouls out with 2:34 left in the ball game, giving him a total of 17 points on the evening. Coming in is Colin Woolley. To replace Raines, moving up front will be Terry Fenlon. So Darryl Stewart will go into that post position. You have 3 guards and 2 short forwards then. Shot up, no good by Hines. Misses the first half of the one-on-one. Rebound, Callum puts the shot up, no good. Tap up, good by Porter. So Hines misses the free throw. On the second rebound, Porter puts it in for 2 points. It's suddenly an 11-point lead by Dixie with 2:22 left. Plenty of time for CNCC. Darryl Stewart to Kevin Barnes. And Dixie, I think, is going to stall a little time off the clock, going into an almost four corners. Colin Woolley, double team, gets it to Terry Finland, to Darryl Stewart. Stewart comes out near midcourt, has the ball taken away from him by Callum. Callum out in front of Stewart, lays it up and in for two. Now it's down to a 9-point lead, and that's as close as Colorado Northwestern has been since early in this second half. Lead pass to Woolley. Woolley all alone underneath, puts it up over the hands of Huska, who came from nowhere and misses it. Rebound brought down by Colorado Northwestern. Quickly into forecourt. Harrell puts the shot up. No good. Rebound. Finland foul. Callum. That should be five on Callum. Finland got the rebound, and Callum will foul out with a minute 43 left in the ball game, and that's going to be a big personal foul as Callum goes out with 7 baskets this half, a total of 21 points total on the evening. 21 points to Ken Callum. Coming into the lineup for the first time will be John Jordan to replace Ken Callum. To shoot 1-1 will be Terry Finland with a minute 43 left.
They needed that field goal.
Shot up, no good by Finland. He misses it, but he gets his own rebound as it comes out near midcourt. Kevin Barnes with the basketball now to Chuck Winder. Winder gets away from people. Now out to Woolley. Woolley to Winder along the baseline. Winder wants to run some time off that clock. With a minute 28 left, lob pass cross court to Finland, in deep to Barnes. Four guards in there, actually, as Finland, although he does play forward sometimes, usually plays at a guard. Darryl Stewart started at a guard last night, so I guess you could say actually five guards. And Dixie trying to get some good ball handling. They're going to try to waste some time off this clock. A minute 7 left. Colin Woolley with the basketball to Chuck Winder. Cross court to Finland, all alone under the basket for two. Assist to Winder, basket to Terry Finland, his second of the night. 82-71, back to an 11-point lead from the angle. Huska puts the ball up. He can't get it away as Darryl Stewart knocks it away from him. Going up for the shot, Stewart stripped it away from him. And Kevin Barnes comes up with the basketball. Dixie with the basketball with 45 seconds left. Darryl Stewart all alone underneath was Chuck Winder, but Stewart didn't see him. Stewart was fouled by Porter out on top. That's number 2 on Porter. To shoot 1-1 will be Darryl Stewart, and that's the wrong man to foul. 5 for 5 tonight, 10 for 10 in the last two nights, 11 for 12 the last time Dixie was at home, and Stewart has been red hot from the free throw line. Stewart, 5 for 5 with a 1-1 situation. Shot up and no good. We jinxed him. Tap up, no good by Winder. Tap up, no good by Finland. Gets the rebound, clears it out to Stewart. He goes right out near midcourt. He'll be fouled once again, this time by Ronald Harrell. Harrell picks up his first personal foul, playing virtually the entire ball game, and Harrell picks up his first personal foul with 35 seconds left, and it's intentional.
He's a good little player. He shot all these baskets out here from 20, 25 feet in this right corner, and he's a good little ball player. He impresses me.
Stewart, after hitting 5 straight, has missed 2 straight, as he'll be shooting 2. Boy, did we jinx him. Saturday the 14th must be unlucky, because it follows Friday the 13th. Second shot is up and good. Stewart ends the drought of 2 free throws as he hits one. Give him 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Harrell fakes, gives it to Porter. Porter along the baseline, partially deflected, picked up by Colin Woolley on the run by Dixie. Woolley hook pass in to Winder, and Winder lays it in. Beautiful assist from Woolley to Chuck Winder, and Winder with the basket. Give him 10 points this half, 16 points total. Coming down, John Jordan. With 11 seconds left, gets it to Porter. Porter, lob pass in deep to Hines. Hines turns around over Finland, overshoots the basket. Rebound brought down by number 22, Porter. And he's fouled by Colin Woolley. Woolley picks up personal foul number 1 tonight. 85-71. 14-point lead by Dixie with 5 seconds left. It's all over but the final score. And Colorado Northwestern's Robert Porter shooting 1-1. Puts it under his right elbow, staggers around by the free throw line, trying to catch his breath. When he's ready, he puts it up and in. That's the most unusual preparation for a free throw I've seen since Mike Newland used to bounce it about a dozen times with both hands without looking at the basket, and then with the two feet right planted together, go down for the deep knee bend and up with a shot. Second shot is up, no good. Long rebound, Kevin Barnes. Barnes trying to dribble away the last 3 seconds. Barnes does, and that's the way the game ends. As Porter misses the last free throw and Barnes dribbles out the last 5 seconds. Final score, Dixie 85, Colorado Northwestern 72. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire southern Utah area, is pleased to help make the broadcast of these ball games possible. They're interested in your kids and their accomplishments. Larkin Plumbing and Heating, 652 East St. George Boulevard. Look for them in the Yellow Pages. Larkin Plumbing and Heating.
Martin's Texaco, 945 East St. George Boulevard, invites you to save at his self-service pumps where you get Texaco, the finest products available for your car. Mont's Texaco is also your Utah safety inspection station. See Mont Burton before your sticker expires. Don't wait until you get a ticket. Mont's Texaco service is headquarters for motor tune-up, brake service, and starter or alternator repairs. Try Mont's Texaco soon.
You've just heard Dixie College Basketball on KDXU Radio, brought to you by Mont's Texaco, Frostop, Rever Investment, and Larkin Plumbing. This has been a KDXU Sports presentation. Pickett's in downtown St. George now presents the post-game show, a look at both teams in retrospect. Remember, whenever you're in the market for sporting supplies, hardware, lumber supplies, or home decorator items, visit Pickett's. Now, back to our sportscaster for the post-game show.
Bob, it was an interesting ball game, a kind of an unusual ball game tonight.
Well, it certainly was. It seemed to start off very slow, lackadaisical. The crowd wasn't here. The crowd didn't get excited. Quite a few turnovers. It just didn't seem to catch the spirit. But it seemed like in the second half it picked up real fast. The score was high. 84-71. 85-72, and that's quite a high-scoring ball game. I didn't think it'd go that high, and the boys were scrapping in the last part. They was forcing some turnovers, and it was a different ball game all the way through.
We got some good scoring out of Darryl Stewart, who hit a career high unofficially. Let's check Darryl Stewart. We have him for 20, 24, 29, 30 points unofficially, and that's at least a season high. I'm not sure how he did last year. I don't believe he had 30 points at any time last year. He was injured much of the season, so this must be a career high here at Dixie College.
He got some good play there from the free throw line, as well as from some muscle-in shots off the offensive boards. Dixie got some garbage shots underneath on the offensive boards. They fought a little harder, it seemed like. They were a little taller. They got more boards. 37 rebounds for Dixie against 23 for SNCC, and that spells quite a little difference right there, I think.
I think so, too. Bob, some surprises. First of all, Roger Wilson starting, and he came right out and hit four quick baskets in that first half. That's more than his season average. And then he didn't play the second half.
No, he didn't. We didn't see him at all. I don't know why Coach didn't play him, but he was doing fairly well, and then he sat down on the bench. We didn't see any more of him.
We'll be back in just 30 seconds, hopefully with Coach Doug Allred and some scoring totals.
One of the largest and most diversified departments in Pickett's is their big sporting goods department. Here, the person who wants sports equipment of any type can usually find just what they're looking for. You can even get your tennis racket restrung at Pickett's. And they have an excellent service shop for bicycles and for other types of equipment repair. Run around if you wish, but we're sure you'll end up at Pickett's, where they have just everything for the person who wants the convenience of multiple selection.
Back here at Dixie College, let's check some scoring for Colorado Northwestern. We have Dave Hargadine. There we go. I think we've got it straightened out now. I was missing 2 points. Dave Hargadine had two field goals for a total of 4 points. Ken Callum fouled out of the ball game with a minute 43 left, came up with 9 field goals. hit 3 for 5 from the free throw line for a total of 21 points. Tom Garvey had 3 field goals for a total of 6 points. Robert Porter, 2 field goals, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points. Ronald Harrell came up with 8 field goals for a total of 16 points. Kenton Wilson played only briefly in the first half and didn't score. William Hines with 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Wayne Caldwell with a field goal for 2. Steve Huska with 2 field goals for 4. John Jordan played briefly at the end of the ball game and did not score. For Dixie College, our unofficial scoring totals have Kevin Barnes with 3 field goals and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. Chuck Winder with 5 field goals, a total of 6 for 8 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points. Roger Wilson with 4 field goals, all in the first half, did not play the second half, 8 points. Colin Woolley with a field goal for 2. Daryl Stewart we have for 12 field goals and a total of 6 for 8 from the free throw line, a career high of 30 points, 5 points better than his season high this year of 25. 30 points to Daryl Stewart tonight. Jim Raines with 8 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 17 points. Terry Fenlon, 2 field goals for 4. And Craig Smith played briefly, did not score, picked up a couple of personal fouls and a little pain out off of that ankle. Turnovers. Bob, your figures, I trust, are okay. Do you have some turnover and rebound figures?
All right. Turnovers, we have 22 turnovers unofficially, of course, for Dixie, and 29 turnovers for CNCC, and rebounds, 23 rebounds for the College of North Colorado Northwestern Community College, 23 rebounds, but Dixie comes through with 37 unofficial rebounds.
So a good night for Dixie. In kind of a strange basketball game, we have Coach Doug Allred with us now to talk about this victory. And, Coach, I guess you could really say it is kind of a strange game tonight.
Well, that's right, Larry. I think that I told the coach after the ball game, I said, we're probably the two evenest match teams in the conference. We're neither one of us very big, but I think kid in and kid out, we probably got them a little bit on the size. And, you know, this is what we've talked all year long. If my inside kids can get a few boards, then we're pretty competitive.
Jim Raines did quite a job on the boards tonight.
Well, I thought so, too. And, you know, I'm just tickled to death to see these kids have a good ball game. You know, we went had quite a dry spell now, and I felt like he and Daryl Stewart did an exceptional job. And I'm just tickled that they won the ball game.
We unofficially had Jim Raines for 9 rebounds, Chuck Winder for 8, and Daryl Stewart for 10. Now that's unofficial.
Well, I thought we boarded well. You know, for a while we moved Chuck down on a forward, and when he goes down inside, he gets a few off the glass. And I've told him that, you know, if he would be that conscientious as a guard to go inside and pick up some of those rebounds, then he becomes a premium kid. But I think he has a tendency to stand around a little bit out in front as far as his rebounding goes. And, you know, ideally, if you could have one guard stay back for the defensive valve and then the other guard go into what we call a high rebound area up around the top of the key, he can pick up a lot of those high rebounds, and he should be doing it.
Roger Wilson came out early in the first half, hit 4 baskets, and did a good job right at the beginning.
Well, he did. He sustained a laceration above the eye, and it's being treated now. He'll have to have several stitches in it, and this is basically the reason he came out. He was bleeding a little bit.
That's why he didn't play the second half.
That's correct.
Kevin Barnes came through, picked up 8 big points tonight and some fine floor play.
Well, I made the comment early in the year, if you'll remember, Larry, that I felt like Kevin Barnes was probably, as far as his build and his strength and his shooting ability, he's a college guard, physical, and it's just a matter of him getting enough playing time to feel relaxed out there. I thought he did a good job tonight. I thought there was 2 or 3 times when he penetrated the middle and kicked off and really helped.
At 5'10", you have to be physically strong.
Well, that's right. You've got to play physically. You've got to and aggressive. I think that a kid that's 5'10" or that in that range, if he wants to play college basketball, he's got to get his working clothes on and go to work.
Two kids that really hurt you tonight, Ronald Harrell and Ken Callum, especially Callum in that second half.
Well, we know they're good shooters. They shot well on us out there, and the scouting reports I've had from around the league is that they'll shoot with you. They just have a little bit of trouble with their defense. They have a little bit of trouble on the glass, and I think the one kid's probably as true a shooter as we've had in the gym this year.
Callum likes to get that high arching shot, too.
Yeah, he really does, but he knows where to go down.
How about Craig Smith? He didn't play much tonight. How's his leg?
Well, we talked earlier, Larry. He's hurt, and I liken him to a racehorse that's broke down in the ankle. He's just a big kid, and he's got sore ankles, and we tape him, and we try and get the mileage we can out of him. We've got one more week, and then he can rest.
You got much more mileage out of him last night. I guess that second night is what really hurts.
Well, that's right, and then this ball club was a little bit quicker tonight, and they were pressuring us, and the times I used him, we had to move him out in the high key, and I didn't think he was asking for the basketball like he should, and Jim Raines was doing a good job, and so we went with Jim Raines in the middle, and I think it helped Jim and probably give Craig a needed rest.
We talked a little earlier about some variety of shooting by Jim Raines, and he put in a little more variety tonight.
Well, I thought so, too. I thought he went to the basket, and he got a very crucial basket on a loose ball under this at this end, earlier in the game, and I thought that he showed two or three different shots tonight. And this is what you've got to have. You know, a jump shot, if that's all you got, you're going to run up against somebody that's going to take care of that for you.
And Chuck Winder's still suffering without the good jump shot, but he can still put the ball in the basket.
Well, that's right. We've talked today, he and I, and I've thought his defense has lacked up a little bit the last two nights. It seems like that he's so fine of defensive basketball player, and I felt tonight and last night that he was about a half a step behind everything, and he does too. He made the comment and actually come up to me and talked about it, and I hope that he can, you know, have a real good effort next weekend.
Before we talk about next week's game, let's talk about one more man, and Darryl Stewart, career high 30 points unofficially tonight.
Well, you know, he's a workhorse, and this, I think, typifies what we've been saying. If Darryl can play against men comparable in size, he can play college ball. But he is a very small forward for college basketball, and usually he's playing against a little bit more size. But I'll tell you, I think if you was to examine Darryl, you'd find he'd have about a 50-pound heart in him. He's all heart, and he's a very competitive kid, and I've got an awful lot of admiration for him.
Let's talk about Snow College next week. Big, tough, and they did the job to you up in Ephraim.
Well, that's right, but doing the job to me up in Ephraim and doing the job to me in Dixie is two different things. Now, I think we've been flat, but I'll tell you, this win has set something up for us, and they better, like I say, they better come with their working clothes on, too, because we're going to be in the ball game.
Lesty Young may be the finest big man in the conference.
Well, he might not be the finest big man, but he's sure the most valuable player in the conference because he's got the year of maturity, and he's got an awful lot of confidence, and I don't think he's physically a real good basketball player, but he's very smart and plays with an awful lot of confidence.
And they have plenty of talent up there. They have a good bench.
Well, that's right, and they're playing good ball right now. But like I say, they've got to come down here and beat us, and it'll be a ball game.
Snow and Dixie, probably the biggest junior college rivalry in the state.
Well, that's right, and it should be. We've went to battle a lot and over the years, and it's good for basketball. It's good for Snow College and Ephraim, and it's good for Dixie College and St. George, and we're going to look forward to it all week, I know that.
Now, barring a defeat of Snow tonight by Eastern Utah, you and Colorado Northwestern have it in your hands to determine who will be the champion next week.
Well, that's right. CEU has got to go out to Colorado Northwestern, and Snow's got to come here. And I just kind of suspect that that Snow will have to beat us next weekend. And like I say, I think the pressure will be on them.
Coach Doug Allred, congratulations on the victory, and thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll be back in just 30 seconds with some final comments.
At 67 East St. George Boulevard is Pickett's, the store where you can buy almost anything. Lumber, building supplies, hardware, furniture, gifts, homewares, lawn and garden equipment, electrical supplies, plumbing supplies, appliances, and of course sports equipment of all kinds. Bicycles, guns, ammunition, fishing supplies, tennis, baseball, football, and golf equipment. Pickett's is a big store with just every department you'd expect to find in any large shopping mall. Don't say it's not available until you've tried Pickett's.
Back here at Dixie College, Larry Jewell along with Robert Pede. Once again, 30 points to Darrell Stewart tonight unofficially, 17 to Jim Raines and 16 to Chuck Winder. Ken Callum had 21 and Ronald Harrell had 16 and 12 points to William Hines for Colorado Northwestern. An interesting ball game. Colorado Northwestern cinched for the basement, and Dixie looks like they're locked into fifth place, but they're going to do some damage.
Yes, and like you said, they'll probably determine the conference championship next week here at Dixie, but Coach Allred could be proud of his boys tonight. They played a good game. They stuck right in there. They got some big rebounds, and they fought hard. They forced turnovers. It was a different game, but an interesting game, and it was a fine one to broadcast, a fine one to follow through on some of the details.
It was a fun game before it was all over. I think you're right. A reminder for those who like dancing and may not have come to the basketball game, there will be a dance here at the gym, and they're setting up for it right now, so we've got to get out of here fairly soon so they can get finished. Final score, once again, Dixie 85 and Colorado Northwestern 72. Larry Jewell thanking Robert Pede for being with me tonight, and good old CP Craig Pendleton back there at the station for running the show back there. Thanking our sponsors for their support. Once again, final score, Dixie 85, Colorado Northwestern 72. Till we hear from each other again. Take care now, you hear?
Pickett's in St. George has just presented the post-game show, a statistical look at both teams in the game just completed. Remember, whenever you're in the market for sporting supplies, lumber needs, or hardware, visit Pickett's. They're located in downtown St. George.
Today's our need. Wants to join you.
From St. George, this is KDXU.